Hello in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanier. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door, so relax as I take you on a trip around Africa on disc, because today it's gonna be special. This is the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I am here for you and I'll be right on your door. But I have two very special people in the studio with me today. They're very special guests from different places but from the same home, and that is Sierra Leone. And I'd like to introduce my colleague journalist. We worked together at the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Service before he left for the Netherlands, and now he's based in the UK, and he's Ayo Mason. Ayo, welcome to the African Beat.
Thank you, David, for inviting me into this program. I feel so elated to be here.
All right. Thank you so much. And, of course, this is a young man that has been shaking the community. He's in charge of the younger folks. He's in charge of the young people. He deals with them at the nightclubs. He deals with the top stars, the music stars, here in the United States of America, all across the continent. Whenever they come, you know that Aluseni Yansane is part of that team. Welcome to the African Beat, Aluseni Yansane.
Thank you, Mr. Vandy, for this opportunity. It's an honor and a privilege to be here at Voice of America.
Thank you so much, and it's so good to be around. Well, this is your show. Now let's start the ball rolling. Remember, it's music, 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 but we'll be bringing you some very, very important or interesting topics today. Let's start off today from Ghana, Guru featuring Double in Control Number. This is hot. You're going to love it. And right after that, Jambo Jambo by Steve R&B from Tanzania and Valentino by Manny Martin of Rwanda. But right now, let's take it to the top as we bring you Control Number. And if you got your control number, you got to keep it safe, all right? Let's rock this one right now.
So many boys to the envy. Ah, yeah, Breno, you the CV. Met them in Sapapa, bro. No, you're not fine. Who your fan boy, same who's the G. Now, you're in Sebeka Hall. Pidden your master, sound who's open hall. Tired of your back, when I who's the cell. Now, we see one out in pain. You need a bug of a fuck up. Boys are brave, and I just couldn't go now. You're not. You saw my penny, you couldn't put the car. You're the inside type, you're the inside, you're the inside. You're the inside, you're the lamp, I hit a dollar. You're the inside, you're the inside, you're the inside.
We are making money, we are making money, and we are making money.
Girl crazy webcam, you will be in the name with self, we damn, and so unyaneda, won't find it. You take a say, any slogan, send a hoot yaka, and so wound so muda. What you mean your fan and see it to your
care? See my control number, our control number, my control number, see our control number, see we are making money,
my head to go,
we are making money,
my head to
go, we are making money,
my head to
go, yes, we are making money,
my head to go.
Our control number, see my control number, my control number, see our control number,
see we are making money,
and we are making money, bringing in Africa money, our control number, see my control number, my control number, see our control number.
Mama Jumbo Jumbo Mama Habari gani nzuri sana Ukeni achi mtaumia Mwenzio nshukuzimia Nasema Jumbo Jumbo Mama Habari gani nzuri sana Ukeni achi mtaumia Mwenzio nshukuzimia Uzuri wako umenifanya niwe nawe kabisa Tabia ndiyo imenivuta niwe karibu moyoni niwe na furaha baby na furaha baby Hakuna tenitenganisha niwe nawe mbali ma ni Mungu peke anaweza anapenda sote tuwe na furaha baby
Without you, nothing I can be. Without you, no smile and be. Without you, nothing I can be. Without you, no smile and be. Yeah.
Natamani niwe nawe kila saa. Usiku na mchana kuna njaa. Ukiwepo wapi mimi kweli najivunia. Karibu ndani yangu washa taa ndani giza nene atashuka sikia hizi hisia karibu ndani naumia yeah. Jumbo jumbo mama habari gani nzuri sana ukiniacha nitaumia usiniache kuzimia nasema jumbo jumbo mama habari gani nzuri sana ukiniacha nitaumia
Without you, no Steve R&B.
African beats, Africa. Voice of America.
I'm going over you, I'm being driving insane. Nobody knows that because of your power. I can love you more, I'm loving you every hour. I could be yours anytime, no, for every day. My brother's blue, you are red, a part of family. If you know the
Mani Martin of Rwanda, and right before that was Jambo Jambo by Steve R&B of Tanzania and Guru featuring Double from Ghana in Control Number. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time on your dial. But right now, let me just take this time to say, Mr. Ayo Mason, you have lived in Sierra Leone, in the Netherlands, in the UK. Let's look at those three countries and let's see how the African music is playing amongst those countries. From where you come from, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And when you went to the Netherlands, where you spent a couple of years, what was the African music like before you left for the UK?
In the Netherlands, people are so interested. They are so into African music. They are well versed. I used to go to a show in the east of the Netherlands where they organize an African festival. Mm-hmm. To my surprise, I mean, I see a lot of people, thousands of Dutch people are going to the show. It's a 3-day festival and it attracts about 60,000 people from Germany, Belgium and the Netherlands, and it's been held every year.
And it's an African festival. They play African music.
It's an African festival.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is a really, really
good
festival.
And people from those cultures really do embrace the African culture.
They do. And many of these Dutch people have worked in Africa, and I mean, they've been accustomed to our culture. They're so into our music, then I find it very, very difficult to believe that these Europeans are well-versed in African music.
And in the UK, that has a very strong connection to Africa?
Yeah, I haven't seen much of this favor for African music in England or in London, where I live in the south. To my surprise, the way the people in Holland embrace African music, I mean, it's so strong than what I've seen in the UK.
And you know, you cannot believe that. I got a call from a radio station, Vanilla Radio, in Italy, in Vienna. They're so crazy about African beat. They so love my show. In fact, they even carry my show right now on their radio station because of the African connection that they've got. They've got a lot of Africans that tune into their radio, but they don't have the African songs. They don't have a program like that. So they're using my show in Vienna, you know, to make sure they reach their African African listeners out there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, when you look, I mean, what Africans have been doing over the years, we've got a diverse set of music, the instrument. I mean, most Europeans like to listen to our music, the way Africans are dancing, the way they play the instruments, the drums. So they've been attracted to our music for many, many years.
And, you know, I have a slogan which says, the power of the beat is in the African beat.
Definitely.
And any sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. I tell you, this is the show that you've been waiting for, The African Beat on The Voice of America. That was just the voice of one of my guests, Ayo Mason from the UK. He's a journalist and is right here. Can you imagine talking about the way people are going crazy about our African music in the Netherlands, That is something else. And when I come back, I'll be talking to Aluseni Yansene, and we'll be looking at the African music in the United States of America, right in the heart of where the Africans are, the DMV. But right now, let's take some good music. And we're starting off right now from Sierra Leone. And this guy is becoming one of the hottest stars from Sierra Leone, Nasser Ayoub. And he's got Could You Be Loved, a remix of the song done originally by the legend Bob Marley. And he is giving it a funky beat. You're going to love this. And right after that, Mova Mova, the sound of 243 Link from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola. And these guys are based all the way in India, but they sent me their music. That means they're listening to the African beat all the way out there. This is so cool. And then Nare by Daddy V of Kenya featuring Frankie Paul. But right now, I want you to put on your dancing shoes and rock to this beat, because it is hard. Could You Be Loved, Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone. Let's get it on.
I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Mandy.
Monday to Sunday, January, December for us. You has for the song, here is. You has for the dance, here is. You has for the beat, here is. You has for the show, here is. Vamo danza, vamo danza, vamo danza. Angola y Congo, vamo danza. Move it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Move it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Yeah, yeah,
move up,
move it, share it,
move up.
Tunaenda straight to your belly. Tuna moto sana.
Nare by Daddy V of Kenya featuring Frankie Paul. Lovely music coming to you today as we crisscross the continent. And right before that, Mova Mova by 243 Link of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola. And Could You Be Loved by Nasser Ayub from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington with my guest, Aluseni Yansene of Maryland, USA. And also Ayomesin from the UK. Well, Aluseni, let me come over to you. I love calling you Aluseni. I'm in love with that name, Aluseni Yansene. Now, you know, you have been in the social business. You've been in showbiz, you know. You've been having talk shows on internet radio stations, and you deal more with the younger folks. Now, let's look at a wider scale of African music here in the diaspora, in the DMV. What would you say African music is like in the Washington, D.C. area?
Well, African music in the Washington, D.C. area, it's like that hot soup that your grandmother used to fix, you know, when you were a kid. You know, it's the biggest thing. It's the sweetest thing right now. It's the sound where most people listen to. You can walk in, you can walk into any nightclub in the Washington, D.C. area, and before the night is over, you must hear at least a couple of African songs there.
And they're hot.
They're hot. Everyone is dancing to it. Everyone is fascinated by this music, you know. They are asking themselves, like, okay, where has this music been all these years?
But okay, because you are there, which African country would you say is dominating the nightclubs right now in the DMV?
Well, right now, in terms of the sound, the music, the Nigerian music, the artists, a lot of the songs that are being played are by Nigerian artists, but also the Ugandan artists.
Like Eddie Kenzo.
Eddie Kenzo, he's, of course, his song, it's universal. We have Ethiopians that listen to it. We have Ghanaians that listen to that song. Liberians and, of course, Sierra Leoneans listen to it.
Okay, but now, because you're a Sierra Leonean, I think I should put you on the spot here. And you know me for that. What about the Sierra Leonean music? Because one thing I've found out is that our DJs, especially the Sierra Leonean DJs, don't play Sierra Leonean music that much in parties. And one thing I know about music is that the more you play it, the sweeter it gets into the ears of people. And people tend to love it. But if you don't play it, they don't hear it. And they don't tend to love it. And so when you talk to some of them, oh, the Sierra Leone music is this. But it is only when you play the music that is when people get to know it. So elaborate on that.
Exactly. You know, it's just like, you know, that's why people listen to your show, The African Beat, because they know, you know, some songs are going to be played. And once you play those songs, you know, a couple of times, then people start being familiar with the songs. You know, when the artists come into town, people are going to be excited to go see the artists. People are going to be excited when they go to a party to dance because they've heard the song before on the African Beat show. And likewise, you know, in terms of the DJs at the parties, if you don't play the song, people are not going to use to it.
People are not going to use to it. They're not going to know, in fact, about those songs.
And there's a lot of songs out. Emerson, who's probably the biggest artist out of Sierra Leone since Bernie Mac.
Yeah, you have Emerson. You have Bernie Mac those days. You have Jimmy B. Mm-hmm. He's got some wonderful songs.
Exactly.
But when you go to Sierra Leonean parties, you don't hear that. Anas, you can come in on that.
Well, in the UK, it's a complete opposite of such a situation. Many parties you attend in the UK, people are playing Sierra Leonean artists. Music, and I mean, it's so remarkable. Everywhere you can listen to old school music.
I know.
Music we used to listening when we were kids.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to tell them. We're going to tell the DJs, the Sierra Leonean DJs here in the United States. We're going to tell them what we need to tell them right on the show. But this is the African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. I'm David Vandy, and if you love the show, if you want to keep listening to this show, don't hesitate to write to us. Write to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Or you can even call us in the United States with the country code 1-202-203-4065. And you can leave your message. Leave your message and you will hear your voice on the African Beat. I'm David Vandy here, and now let's get rocking, because this show is your show. So Close is going to be our next track, and that is done for us by Angela Katatumba of Uganda. And right after that, Alingo by P-Square of Nigeria. But first, let's go to So Close right now with Angela Katatumba of Uganda.
Oh, baby. is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Moving your wingo, moving your wingo. she's dancing, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. She's breaking me back like a bingo. And I'm gonna try to be single. And the way that she's dancing, I don't know. I don't know. Cause tonight, I don't care what I will buy. Cause I know we're getting high. Put your hands up in the sky.
By P Square of Nigeria, and right before that was So Close by Angela Katetumba of Uganda. You are listening to your super show, The African Beat, and my guest today, Ernest Ayo Mason from the UK, and Aluseni Yansane, who you'll be hearing more on the show because he'll be teaming up with me right here from the Voice of America. All right, and you know, we're talking about African music today, and we've just highlighted some of the reasons why some of this music are not too popular, because the DJs don't play them. And when you play them, you know, people get used to it. Why do you think people take these songs to radio stations? It's for us to get worldwide publicity, so that everybody who listens to the radio in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to radio, you can be able to listen to some of those songs and you get used to them. That is why it is done. So since you are here, Aluseni, what is going to be your message to those DJs that don't play music from their own country?
Well, you know, as an African and also as a Sierra Leonean, I think it's something that we should all take pride in, because music is another way of us expressing ourselves. So by not playing the music, you're basically killing our culture. So if you're listening, you're a DJ, please, I understand, I love music from all over the continent.
Oh yeah, we all do, you know?
Yeah, but so, you know, we have to be proud of where we, you know, where we're from, and celebrate our culture, you know, and that's through music. You know, music is life. Music is water. You know, if I can listen to music 24 hours a day, I think I'll probably live forever.
And you know one thing, if you as Sierra Leoneans, just like the Nigerians or the Ghanaians, if you go to their parties, they play all their own songs. And if you don't play your own, then you're not expecting them to play it for you.
Absolutely.
You know? You're not expecting them to play it for you. You have to make the first move, so that people out there that don't know about you will get to know. It is only by talking or by playing it on the radio or playing it in parties that other people that you invited that are from different cultures will get to know about what you have.
Yeah, from observation, sadly, this happens in our community. I mean, it's difficult for our own compatriots to play our own music from Sierra Leone. I don't know what's the reason for that, but well, we tend to promote other artists than
of course, Alusai.
Artists from Sierra Leone.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, even now, the thing that is starting to be popular amongst Sierra Leoneans when they're celebrating their birthdays or their kids' birthdays, you know, the CDs that they hand out, 80% of the songs are from Nigeria or from Ghana.
Exactly.
You know, 80% exactly. of the songs, mind you, this is a Sierra Leonean having an event, and 80% of the songs are from...
Because that is the song that they hear all the time when they go to parties. Exactly. So that's exactly what they would crave for. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. I'll be right back, and when I come, my guest is still here, and we've got more music for you, and we'll be chit-chatting. All right, stay close.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's take this piece of music from Ethiopia. It's called Shekorina. Shekorina is done for us by Hafton G. Michael from Ethiopia. And it's a beautiful song. And right after that, Lily by Oliva Ngoma from Gabon. But right now, it's Shekorina by Hafton G. Michael. A beautiful song there by Oliver Ngoma from Gabon, and right before that was Shakurina by Hafton G. Michael of Ethiopia. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington with my guest, Ayo Mason, colleague from the United Kingdom, and also Aluseni Yansane, who is based here in the Washington, D.C. area. You can write to us. Remember to send us an email. Send it to africanbeat@voanews.com, and your emails will be read on the show. Now, let me just take this email here, which is from Stephen Kou Bentum of Ghana. Hi, David. I enjoy this great program anytime it is aired. I like your spirit of pushing the African beat. Well done to you, David, and to the entire crew. Please, I would like to hear the remix of Essie Rogers' Go Easy With Me that is done by his son, Roger Rogers. I like that song. You know, I'm from Ghana, but I just like the song. So when I say Ayeko, you should respond Yaye. Okay, so how can you say the Ayeko? I've got to say it for myself. Ayeko, then I'll respond again Yaye. Thank you very much, Stephen Kou Bentum. And another email here comes from Adols O Odiek. He says, I am from Uganda, Lira District, northern part. Currently staying in Juba in South Sudan. You guys are great. I love all the programs on The Voice of America, especially the African Beat. But please, David, if there is a way for us through the internet to be reaching the Lira District in Uganda, where majority of our people are, like it is in Juba, we need an FM radio station there. Voice of America needs to go to the Lira District in Uganda because the people love your show. This would be great, David. Your program makes our days marvelous and superb. May you be blessed. I am so happy about this channel. Please play a very nice piece of music for me, and I will dedicate it to all the people that listen to the African Beat. Well, Adols Odiek, I know you are from Uganda and you are in Juba right now. You are listening to the African Beat. I have read your emails and I will pass it on to the authorities. Maybe the people of Lira District will get a 24/7 transmitter broadcasting the Voice of America. That is just a saying. But I love you too, man. So you keep listening to the African beat all the time. And so now let's play some music. Coupe de Calais, the Amio version. This is done by the Magic System of Côte d'Ivoire.
Eh, Amio. Ah, viens couper décalé. Les gens sont en train de couper décalé là-bas. Oh, la prudence, ya. Ça aussi, ça inquiète les gens. Couper, couper. Ils sont en train de gâter le coin là-bas. Couper décalé. Il faut travailler. Couper décalé. Il faut travailler.
The Amio version by the Magic System of Côte d'Ivoire. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington with my guest, Alassane Yansane of the Washington, D.C. area, and Mr. Ayo Mason, who is visiting from the U.K. And, this is your first time in the United States, Mr. Mason.
It's my first time. I mean, I've been trying to come to the state for many, many years, and I feel so elated to be here at this time. And I think, I mean, this is a wonderful place to be. I mean, seeing a lot of people doing a lot of good things for themselves and for their families. I mean, it shows that people from Africa are really doing well in America. And I'm so glad to see this a lot of development taking place.
All right. Thank you so much. And I know you have some friends out there. You have families out there you want to say hello to before we close the show?
I want to send greetings to my parents, my mom, Cynthia, and my father, Thomas, in Freetown, and all my friends who are in the UK and in the Netherlands. I just wish them all the best.
All right, and to my good friend who is going to be part of my team right here on the Voice of America, Alassane Yansane, yours coming into the African beat. You've always been saying, Mr. Vandy, I love your show. I want to be on the show. And today you are on the African beat. Tell me what is going through your mind right now.
Mr. Vandy, yes, I'm excited. Thank you for this opportunity again, Mr. Vandy. I'm happy to be a part of this team. Anything that you need me to do, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. You've been doing great. African Beat has been on for, 8 years now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know this is your baby, and I'm going to take great care of you. I'm going to try to help mold it and just try to play my own little role because you're someone that I look up to. I love what you stand for. I love what you do within the Sierra Leonean community. You travel all throughout the states, you know, just supporting different ventures that are going on in the African community. So, I guess, if any other person that I should try to emulate is Mr. Vandy. Okay. So I'm a little nervous today because, you know, this is my first time on Voice of America.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Aluseni Yansene. I'm glad that you're here. Well, I just want to thank you all out there for listening to the African Beat. But remember that I did a show with the CNN on Inside Africa. That interview is going to come on again on Friday. Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday, Tuesday. If you check out my African Beat page on Facebook, you will see all the information there. Remember to tune into CNN International and watch your live African Beat show on CNN and all the interviews that I did. So I want you to be part of that and make it a great day. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And to my guest, Ayo Mason.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me into the show, and I wish you all the best.
And Aluseni Yansene.
I am the people's ambassador, and I approve this message.
All right, and with that, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Les gens sont en train de couper, décaler là-bas. Oh, la prudence, ça aussi, ça inquiète les gens.